Good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We thank God for who He is. Well, let me encourage you from the book of Psalm, chapter 24, verses 9 and 10. Lift up your heads, O you gates, lift up them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is He, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty, the Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory, or the Lord of the armies. He is the King of glory. My dear brothers and sisters, in his book, The Knowledge of the Holy, A.W. Tozer left these choice words regarding the Trinity. The doctrine of the Trinity is truth for the heart. The fact that it cannot be satisfactorily explained, instead of being against it, is in its favor. Such a truth had to be revealed. No one could have imagined it. Hallelujah. And that's truth. We all need the revelation knowledge of the Word. Without the Word being revealed unto us, we may not all be able to understand what God has in store in His Word. And therefore the Bible calls us that call unto Him. He will show you the secret and the deep and the hidden things of the Word of God. Because the Word of God talks about Jesus, right from Genesis down to the book of Revelation, right? So the doctrine of the Trinity has been controversial since the earliest days of Christianity. In AD 325, the Council of Nicaea affirmed its belief in the triune Godhead. During the 16th century Reformation period, it was again denied by the Socinians. And still today, many liberal theologians and groups are blatant in their denial. They often speak of God, the Father of all, Jesus, the mere man, and the divine influence of the Spirit of God. This form of blasphemy relegates each member of the Godhead to a role far less than that ascribed in the Bible. Right? So, you know, it's a beautiful hymn, a Trinity hymn, you know, which always is sung generally in opening of morning services. You know, it appeared anonymously in England in about 1757 to commemorate Trinity Sunday. It has been attributed by some to Charles Wesley, since it first appeared in a pamphlet published by John Wesley. And this hymn is beautifully sung, and it talks about the entire Trinity of the Lord with four verses to it. Listen to it, enjoy it, meditate upon the Trinity of God, and give God the due glory to the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. So that's very, very important for us to meditate and to mull upon. And we have the Holy Spirit today to teach us. The anointing that is in us will teach us of all things, the Bible says. So let's tap into the reservoir of the Holy Spirit and ask Him to help us today to understand the Trinity, and God will bless you and honor you. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you, Lord, that you give us the revelation knowledge of your word. You teach us, you show us. Lord, you show us everything, O Master God. That's why your Holy Spirit has come upon us on the day of Pentecost. So that, Lord God Almighty, we all will be full of your Spirit, and your Holy Spirit will teach us your word. Your Holy Spirit will write the Torah in our hearts. The Holy Spirit will illuminate our minds. The Holy Spirit will give us the revelation knowledge concerning your deity. And I pray today that, Lord God Almighty, that our faculties of our mind will be trained to understand the deep and the secret things of your word. And I pray that we'll be firmly rooted and grounded in your word, that no matter what storm comes, we shall not be moved. And I thank you for that, Lord. I love you and I praise you and I bless you. Today, Lord God Almighty, as your people step out to the jobs, to the businesses, in running the errands for the day, I pray that you will bless them. You will be with them. You will uphold them with your right righteous hand. You will keep them from the evil one. You will enlarge their territory, increase their borders. Father, I speak blessings upon your flock in the name of Jesus. The blessings of Abraham will be their portion. I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. Lord, we know that sickness is not from you. Disease is not from you. Despair is not from you. And therefore, Lord, I take authority over this demon of infirmity, and I bind it and I destroy it and I cast it out from your people in the mighty name of Jesus. And I release your healing virtue to flow into their bodies. And Father, I thank you that by your wounds and by the stripes of Jesus, they were healed and made whole. We give you all the glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you and have a wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.